I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tomorrow marks 4 years since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine, igniting a war that has altered countless lives. It's estimated 600,000 Ukrainian troops and 1.2 million Russian troops have died so far in the conflict. Transworld Radio is working with local ministry partners in both Russia and Ukraine. A gospel worker with TWR says as the conflict zones reach deeper into Ukraine, TWR's team there has experienced the power, water, and food shortages.
But they still wanted to continue to produce the content because there is audience out there, especially in war times, to need to hear about gospel.
Pray for peace and that the gospel would reach those who are searching for hope.
People in the countries, they need the content of our teams. So please pray for security for our teams.
And the very organized gangs of Guatemala offer a real threat of brutality and danger in red zone neighborhoods. Brian Dennett with AMG International says.
AMG is in 7 of those neighborhoods, working with thousands of kids in Guatemala City. And we are a safe place for these kids to be while mostly single moms are working during the day to help support their family. So they are with us, they're safe. We feed, provide medical assistance, lots of care for these kids and keep them from the violence that's happening in these communities.
AMG also puts on camps for kids so that they can enjoy a completely different environment. Please pray that as kids are poured into by these Christian mentors who care for them, the kids will encounter Jesus. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.